Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to... first of all, thank you all for accommodating my schedule. I'm coming to you from the dark over here, so hopefully I'll be able to read the little words of the Mishnah Berurah. We are finishing Be'ez Hashem Simen Reish Pei Ches and beginning Simen Reish Pei Tes in Shulchan Aruch. So Simen Reish Pei Ches, Si'if Yud, is where we are up to. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nirduf Mipnei Ruach Ra'a Sha'amru Lav Dafka. When we said that if a person is nirduf because of a Ruach Ra'a, that there's some sort of Ruach Ra'a chasing him, that's considered a Cholot Sheish Pasakana, and you're allowed to daven for him, and you're allowed to be Tokei Abishofer, and stuff like that. So that's Lav Dafka Ruach Ra'a. Do what do you call Cholot Sheish Pasakana? Hayom Zoakim Mischanin. The same halacha would apply to any Cholot that has that's in imminent danger for that day. Meaning if you have a Cholot that, is dangerously ill, but, he has some sort of illness that could go on for years and years and years, so that's not imminent danger. But when someone is in imminent danger, so then you're allowed to do bakashos and be mischanin on Shabbos. L'chei nagu lomar mitzalim b'Shabbos al cholim ha-mesukanim sakana sayom. That's what the minig is, to say that we do these things. We daven and cry out for a chola that has an imminent danger. And the Rama writes, v'chei mutu levarich ha-chola ha-mesukan bo b'yom. And it's mutter to be levarich ha-chola who is imminently dangerously ill. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the little words, let's see if I can make this out, mipnei ruach ra'a shenichlas bo ruach shade. Because ruach ra'a means that a person has some sort of a mental illness, v'ratz v'holich, and he's running around, shema yitpa banohar o yipol v'yomus, that he might drown in the river, or he might fall off a building and die. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this means that he's going to commit suicide. It means not that he's going to fall, but that he's going to jump. Or he's ill with some other type of illness. But if a person is not imminently dangerously ill, then you're not allowed to daven for him on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do bakashos and be mischanin and be tzoik on Shabbos. When we do a mishaberach for a chol l'shein b'sakana, omer Shabbos imelizok for a kravalavo. Right, that's our practice. Is certainly that we say Shabbos Yimelizoku for Kravalavo. Well, the Varich Hamakasha Lele Bivadai Mutter. If a woman is in labor, then for sure you're allowed to do all these things. Tabachalsa is Masukenesi. Because a woman in labor has a din of a Cholashesh Masakana. That is considered to be dangerous. Vechena Yoledes Betoch. Shavuot Rishon. Similarly, a Yoledes within the first week of giving birth, Gamkin Yeridul Kuli Alma in the Hachmir. It also seems that we should not be Machmir, that you could daven for them. That's considered imminently in Sakana, right? That plays out in another area of Halacha, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to fasting, that for the first 3 days after giving birth, a woman is not permitted to fast, but up until 1 week after giving birth, if she says that she can't, then she should not fast. It's up to her whether she's going to fast or not. So you see that there is this concept that for the first 7 days there is some level of sakana. Now we begin Simen Reish Pei Tes, and then we hope to finish Simen Reish Pei Tes as well. So Simen Reish Pei Tes Si'if Aleph. This is again talking about Shabbos morning. Now we're going through the day of Shabbos in the order that it happens. So Yeh Shulchano Aruch Umita Mutzaas Yafa Umapa Prusa Kemo B'Sudas Halayla. A person should have the table set and the house cleaned up and everything looking nice on Shabbos morning, just like on Friday night. So sometimes, especially on these long Friday nights, the house becomes a wreck. You have company and you have a lot of and the kids are playing and everyone makes a mess on Friday night. Clean it up again, because for Shabbos day Suda, everything should be pristine once again. And the entire Kiddush is just Bar Priya Gafen, and we call that Kiddush Rabba. The Rama is going to the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, we call it ironically Kiddush Rabba. It's obviously not really a very long or great Kiddush. V'acharkach Yitol, oh Henry, you're the best. He came with a light for me. Look at that. V'acharkach Yitol Yadav, and then you should wash your hands and you do Netilas Yadayim. And the Rama says, but by little Simrei. But you got to look at what I said earlier when we discussed nighttime Kiddush. And of course, when we discussed nighttime Kiddush, what the Rama had said was that Yekis, or Ashkenazim, really, do it in the reverse order, that they say Kiddush after they wash. But he doesn't go through the whole Shtikl Torah over here again, so he just says to look there. V'yiftza al alechem V'yivtza alecha mishnah and kamo b'layla, and you should be botzeya over two loaves of bread, just like you do at night. V'yisod, and you should have a suuda. V'gamzeh kiddush tzarech shiyah b'makom suuda. And this kiddush also needs to be a kiddush b'makom suuda. V'shelo yitom kodum lo klum kamo b'kiddush alayla. And another halacha that relates to both kiddush during the day and kiddush at night is that you don't eat anything before the kiddush during the day, just like you don't eat anything before kiddush during the night. Umihu lishtos mayim baboker kodum tefila mutter. But to drink water in the morning before davening is mutter. I mean, you wake up on Shabbos morning, you haven't davened yet at all, so then it's absolutely mutter to have a drink of water. Because the iser to eat or drink anything before kiddush is only once you become chayiv in kiddush, and a man typically becomes chayiv in kiddush only after he's already finished shachris. So if you haven't yet davened, you're not yet chayiv in kiddush, and mele you're allowed to drink. And it says Ramav Ayin Leel called dinei kiddush sim reish ayin aleph ayin reish beis reish ayin gimel. So he says you got to chazer over those simanim to see all these specific dinim of kiddush. Says the Mishnah Brura umita mutzaas that you should have the mita all made hainu may erev Shabbos. That means either it was already made on erev Shabbos o kiddush yishum of Shabbos, or you make your bed for your Shabbos afternoon nap. Oh, shumichedesh darshan mika bizayinim lo yetziya mitos. Or you're going to be spending time in that room, and it's going to be improper and not proper cleanliness to have a messed up bed in the room. But if you have left your bedroom for the day and you don't plan on going back in that bedroom and you don't plan on using your bed for the rest of the day, there's no heter to make your bed on Shabbos. That's just hachana for after Shabbos. So Mishmur is very clear that you're only allowed to make your bed on Shabbos if you're either going to be using that bed again on Shabbos, or you're going to be spending some time in that room on Shabbos, and it's going to bother you on Shabbos to have a messed up bed. I remember I once asked Rav Schechter about the Rav Moshe holds it's hachana to wash off a toothbrush after you brush your teeth on Shabbos, because you're washing it off to use it for the next time. So Rav Schechter said, I don't think it's hachana because it's going to annoy my wife to have 9 dirty toothbrushes in the bathroom on Shabbos. She's not going to wait till after Shabbos to be annoyed by that. Meaning if it's going to be a place that you're going to be around and you're going to be bothered by the mess, so then it's not called achana. It's only called achana if you're not going to be using that room at all. When we said mapa prusa, you have to look at what we said earlier about the chala cover and why we have a chala cover and that whole Torah that we had earlier. Be varich, and you say a bracha, meaning the bracha bar piagavin is the kiddush. Yesh nogin liftach mitchila pasuk b'shamru bnei Yisrael ozochras yom Shabbos ad veikadushen. That there are those that have the minag. That they say a few cheerful psukim about Shabbos prior to saying Kiddush. There are some mehahamon from the masses who begin with Al Kain Berach. But that is improper because it's starting in the middle of a pasuk, and you're not supposed to start smack in the middle of a pasuk. So either you start by reading a few psukim in advance, or you just say Bari Priyagof. I think they say the Chazanish was knowing to only say the Bar Piagaf and not to say the Pesukim in advance. Even if you do say the Pesukim in advance, it's not a bad idea to distinguish in some way. I normally will say the Pesukim in advance when the Kiddush cup is sitting on the table, and then I'll pick it up for the actual bracha to show that that's the real Kiddush. And we call it Kiddush Rabba. V'nikra b'loshon zeh shukamosh akorin sagi nor v'neishas ha Kiddush enu klal dar reis. Rashi k'tiknu l'kvot Shabbos v'asmuchu akra k'disa b'gemara. It's called Kiddush Rabbah as an ironic nickname for it, because it's a tiny Kiddush, and it's not D'oraisa, it's not the most important Kiddush. They were masakin it, L'kavod Shabbos, so we call it Kiddush Rabbah. Vayin lel reshayin alef sif yud beis, the Rama says, Haynu d'sham mavor bagah, denotum liyadayim kodim Kiddush, vayin sham mishmurah, d'kama achron kosu sham, d'tov yosu l'inu kadasa mechaber. That the Rama over there had said, to wash before Kiddush, like the Yekis, but you have to look at the Mishmur over there where a lot of people follow the Mechaber. I think there's most Ashkenazi Jews, except for the Yekis, follow the Mechaber. The Yisod, Kasim Rokech Sibin and Dalet Achashokul, Kol Tzarchon Yesh Mezamrim Zmiros, Veshevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there are many Jews that have the practice that after they finish eating whatever they need to eat, they sing zmiros and words of praise to Hashem. V'tov l'mal Torah b'mixas kodem achila. You should learn a little bit of Torah before you eat. Now that you have to be careful. It's a good idea to learn Torah on Shabbos morning, but to learn before you eat, you have to make sure that you don't start the meal later in the day after 6 hours into the day on account of the fact that you're busy learning before you eat. It's a higher priority to start within 6 hours of the day, which, by the way, I noticed on Shabbos, it's really hard these days because 6 hours into the day is very, very early in the day. It's Chatzos Hayom is like 11:40 or something like that. So you really have to finish davening early and get home and do it that way. V'shalo yitom kodem lo, and you shouldn't eat anything before Kiddush. V'gam anashim shayachim binyan zeh, women also are not supposed to eat anything before Kiddush. The kalmili de Shabbos ish v'yisha shavim, because women and men have the same chiyuvim both in the los haseis of Shabbos and in the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. That's beferish of the Gemara and Shavuos tavchav, brachos tavchav. That's everywhere, right? So women are chayiv in all the same inyanim of Shabbos. There is one difference, however, and that is that the chiyuv of the iser to eat before Kiddush is only once the chiyuv of Kiddush sets in. For a man, that's after Shacharis. For a woman, it may be before Shacharis. So it could be that even before a woman has said Shacharis, she's not allowed to eat before Kiddush and would have to say Kiddush before drinking anything, even just a cup of water. Because once the chiv of Kiddush sets in, forget about a meal. You're not even allowed to have anything. So lo chalolov, the Kiddush ain't shayich al bezmana su'uda, umishem kodem atfil, lo shayich b'mayim, because lo simin peitas. The chiv of Kiddush only sets in once you finish davening Shacharis, if you're a man, and therefore you're allowed to drink water before you daven Shacharis, because there's no issur of drinking water before Shacharis. You're not allowed to have a meal before Shacharis, and that's where we said earlier in Simon Peites, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, you could have coffee, you could have tea, you could have things like that. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have sugar or milk in your coffee or tea, but later Achronim say you could have that also, because that's not considered to be such a chashava thing to have. Okay, Sif Beis. But makom shein yayin matzoi, if there is no wine available, havi shecher shar mashkin chutz min amayim chamar medino makachin alav. Beer and other drinks, just not water, couldn't be considered chamar medina, and you could say kiddush on them. But the Shulchan said, if there's no wine, v'imein lo shecher shar mashkin ochob lo kiddush. If you have no beverage upon which to make kiddush, so then you got to eat without kiddush. What are you going to do? You don't starve yourself all day just because you're not going to be able to say kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, makom shein yayin matzoi. It sounds like if wine is available, then you should not be making kiddush on schnapps or beer or anything like that. But the Mishmur says, however, the prevalent minhag is to be makel on that on Shabbos morning kiddush in Medino Seinu. But certainly it's better to make kiddush on wine even Shabbos day, and that's definitely the preferred practice. All the chumras we learned earlier of, you know, dafka red and dafka, you know, non-mevushal and things like that, that you don't carry over to Shabbos day. Someone told me they heard that Shechter has a minhag that he only says Kiddush on Shabbos day on white wine. So it's not a minhag. It's that people keep buying bottles of wine. So he's got a bunch of bottles of white wine. So on Friday night, he's makbid to use the red wine. So when's he going to use the white wine? So he opens up the white wine on for the Shabbos day Kiddush. And we already discussed using schnapps. Chamar medina. If it's a beverage that's not chamar medina, like soda, then everyone agrees you don't say kiddush on it even Shabbos day. Because it has the same basic rules as kiddush at night. It's interesting. The dinim of chamar medina, although they are nogea twice before, don't get discussed in Shulchan Aruch until Hilchas Havdalah, because that's when you have the biggest heter to use it, to use Chamar Medina. So that's where all the dinim of Chamar Medina appear in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get to that later. Se'if katan yud, ochel b'lo kiddush, if you don't have anything upon which to make kiddush, so eat without kiddush. Pirish, k'sheyesh lo pas, if you have pas, v'afilu chatichas pas lo pas shalim, even just a slice of bread, omer ha-motzi ala pas, v'asel echel dover achar, kodem l'chein, l'das k'tas poskim. Say ha-motzi on the bread first, and don't eat anything else before you say ha-motzi on the bread, even if you didn't say kiddush. V'mein lo gam pas, if you don't eat even have bread, ochel b'lo kiddush. So eat whatever you do have, even without kiddush. Why? Because ve'ein lo levatel mitzvah sonuk Shabbos b'shvil zeh. Because you didn't say kiddush, you don't have a, you know, you have no heter to be mevatel mitzvah sonuk Shabbos. So you're making, you know, Chazal have an expression, michal ochel shum v'reichel noder. If a person who ate garlic and has a stinky breath, yachzor b'ochel shum. You can eat more garlic and make your breath stink more. So it's a halbatzara that he didn't say kiddush. Now he's going to not do onuk Shabbos either. Even worse. But at night time, if you have nothing to say kiddush on, remember at night you can say kiddush on challah also. But if you have nothing, no wine, no sharmashkin, no challah, but you want to eat some fruits, you want to eat whatever you have, a piece of meat. If you think that you might secure wine later that night, or bread, or chamar medina, then wait a few hours. But you never have to wait past chatzos halayla. And if you're a weaker person, you don't have to wait at all. Right now you have not to say kiddush on, so eat whatever you got. Because after all, remember, even Friday night you've already been yotzei kiddush midar raisa because you davened. And when they bring you other stuff later, so then you'll say kiddush at that point in time. So let's review what we learned tonight. First, we said that anyone who's a chol sheyesh lo sakana, you're allowed to daven for them on Shabbos. That includes a woman in labor. That includes a yoledes, and that includes someone suffering from a dangerous mental illness. Then we said in Resh Pei Tes Sif Aleph that your table should be set and house should be all cleaned up on Shabbos day, just like it is on Friday night. But you cannot make your bed on Shabbos if you're not going to be using that that room again over the course of Shabbos. Then we said that the kiddush on Shabbos day, even though some people add cheerful psukim, is really just bar priya gafen, and that's what we refer to as kiddush rabba, and that one is not allowed to eat anything once the chiyuv of kiddush has set in before having recited kiddush rabba. Chiyuv of kiddush has set in means for a man when he finishes shachris, and likely for a woman as soon as she wakes up. And then we said that if there is no wine available, you could use shar mashkim, you could use chamar medina. There's no such thing as making kiddush over challah on Shabbos day, but you could use shar mashkin. And if you have neither wine nor shar mashkin, so then you continue to eat because of oneg Shabbos, and you don't have to wait. You could eat. Whereas on Friday night, some poskim hold you have to wait a little bit. You have to wait a few hours if you think that you still might secure wine or bread or another beverage later that evening. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Reish Tzadi. Thank you for joining, especially on short notice, and everyone have a wonderful evening.